Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's joining us in the forum tonight. So good to have you guys here. It is Friday night, and of course, you know what time it is. It is time for The Remix. Wow. I don't know about you guys, but it has been a pretty intrigue. Lots of things going on, and I am so glad that it's Friday night and I get to be right here in The Remix live with you guys. I see the phone lines have definitely filling themselves up. I see the chat room is filling themselves up. And I want to invite you guys, if you're out and you want to come join us, that you can come join us by coming on over to The Remix. And all you have to do is come on over. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open, and you're more than welcome to come on in and let us know who you are. We definitely want to send a big shout out and a welcome to all of our angel listeners who are from all over the world. So good to see you guys in the house. So good to have you here listening with us as we get into the share this evening. Couple of things we want to cover. First, we're going to talk about some of the housekeeping things that we're going to cover here. In The Remix, I see you guys. I see all the guests in the house. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first thing, I want to invite you and thank you for joining us in the forum tonight. Know that you can click the link right at the bottom that says sign up. Come on in. Tell us who you are. Tell us where you're tuning in from. We'd love to hear you and see who you are. And The Remix family will definitely make you welcome. I want to say thank you to all of you who listened in on the show last Friday night. It was an amazing share. We had the brother Norman and the brother Hassan, the father and son team, to come on to talk about their amazing product, their book that they have, In the Shadow of the City, and also their backgrounds that they have. They definitely enjoyed coming on, sharing with the Remix family, and I know you guys enjoyed having them here. And they'll be back as well. So thank you for all of you guys who reached out to them as well. So if you didn't get a chance to hear that show, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and download. You can download that show and all of the Remix shows by simply either going to iTunes directly, or you can get there from going here from the Remix page and clicking on the iTunes button and downloading it directly to your iPod or your MP3 player, or you can download the shows right here to your computer. It is free, and definitely I want to encourage you guys to do that. Woo! Friday night, you guys, it's March the 2nd, 2012. Can you believe? We're already in March, already. It is that time of the year. It is time for March. So I definitely want to just kind of put some things out there. I want to tell you guys, like I said last week's show, I want to say congratulations to all the winners who won some of the amazing products that we gave away on the show on Friday night. So all of the readings that was given away, the Nemo products, my product line, those things will be coming to you guys soon, and you guys have gotten yourselves all set up, and all the other guests from all the other guests who've been on the show. So it's been a treat to be able to do that as well. I also want to just say the readings this week have been amazing. Pretty intense, But amazing, no doubt. I enjoy connecting with each and every one of you from all over the world, all over the different countries, as well speaking to you throughout the week and hearing what's going on in your world and having you guys connect with me as well. It definitely has been a very wonderful share. So I just want to let you guys know the readings are going well. It's been great to have you guys to share with that. As well as I want to talk about all of you guys who have been downloading the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And I just want to just say thank you to each one of you, you know, for downloading the Know Your Magic audio workbook and leaving your feedback. Those of you know that I'm still sending out the overview for part one. So if you still haven't got it, some of you are still sending emails saying, I haven't got it. Remember, I'm working on different phases. I'm in part two of that phase. So still sending out emails from some of you who recently purchased it, some of you who have purchased it in the beginning, and some of you who have purchased it midway since I've been having the product available. So for all of you, no worries. Doesn't matter if you purchased today or if you purchased 3 weeks ago or 4 months ago, you definitely will be able to get you will be able to get that. You will be able to get that. So it's so good to see you guys, see everyone in the house. It is. And also know that I'm going to be doing some very special things coming up. Once, just in a little bit, we'll be doing this, and you'll hear more about this. So the business class is still coming with the Kundalini Lab. The business class is still coming. I know you guys are still interested in that, and I'd love to hear those of you who are interested in it. But also know that I'm going to be doing something very, very special. I talked about this on the other show for the audio workbook, and I'm actually going to be doing some very special, special get-togethers. Some special classes, special sessions for those of you who have the Know Your Magic audio workbook. So if you purchase that, then you're actually going to be able to be involved in this special. We'll be doing some work in the Kundalini Lab with those who have purchased the audio workbook. So those are some things to definitely look forward to. The Oracle cards, like I said, are coming. They're in production right now. So soon as that finishes, we can just move on to the next phase. So just some really, really great things coming up. And, of course, more readings, more baby lotuses, glowing lotuses, Akashic Records, God, Goddess, Numeric Akashic Records readings, as well as sacred sessions, which are always so sacred. So all of those amazing things, everything's still going on. I'd love to hear from you guys. I know you've been sharing that information. Remember, all information as it pertains to any of these things that we talk about here, email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you and Sister Manya, so we can definitely continue. So now, tonight, one of our favorite and the official gardener for the Remix family, Mr. Anderson, is here, and we're going to be talking about some green magic. Yes, Mr. Anderson is the founder and CEO of iGrowYouGrow.biz. And so tonight we're going to do lots of giveaways. We're going to learn some more green magic and just how you can begin to get into doing your green magic tonight. So it's always a treat, this brother that comes on that is just so knowledgeable when it comes to this particular area. And he's going to be talking about a lot of different things. Tonight, not only are we going to give away some free things, but he has some new products. Oh, my goodness. Wait till you guys hear about his new products that he has coming out. It is amazing. He's done some revamping, some recharging, as many of us have to do in our lives at this particular time, just really taking all of his work to the next level. And so what he has to offer here tonight is just amazing, and we are just so honored to have him on the platform to be able to share this and also talk about the work that he's doing not only in his community where he lives in Atlanta, Georgia, but also communities around the world, and how you too, you know, if you have a green thumb, how you can begin to turn that into your abundance magic, how you can begin to make magic not only for yourself but others in your community, and continue to spread the message about I grow, you grow. So we're going to be doing all of that right here tonight live in the Remix. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, I need to do some moving around. Even though I've moved around a lot this week, not in the way I particularly really want it to. Tonight we're going to do some moving the way that we want to do some moving. And we're going to dance a little bit as we get ready to get into the share, as we get ready to bring Mr. Anderson on. I've been connecting with a lot of you guys on Twitter. And thank you. It's always good to see Twitter and see you guys tweeting with me. I'm still learning Twitter, so I don't know how to do all the fancy things. Sometimes I want to do fancy things with some of the great things that you guys are putting out on Twitter, but I don't really know how to do that yet. So I'm trying to get my Twitter game up. I'm learning here a little bit. But what I want you guys to do as we get ready to dance, I want you to begin to just think about the time that we're in and think about this particular time of the year. Lots of things are coming alive. This is the time that we can really give birth to new thoughts and new ideas. And really, we see this reflection in nature. And so that's going to be our focus tonight. And Mr. Anderson is definitely that magical brother to really just tap into that energy when it comes to grounding ourselves and when it also comes to planting those seeds. We know as above, so below. And so we're going to be doing that tonight. But I want you guys to get up and move around. And I want you to think about some of the things. Maybe you've had some challenges this week. Maybe some unexpected things have come up. I know certainly some unexpected things have come up for me this particular week. But maybe you guys have had some unexpected things come up. Maybe not just at this time, but they have. And really how you just watch those things slowly, slowly, as you stay with knowing your magic, as I call it, they begin to fade away. They begin to fall away. They begin to go away. And that's what I want you to kind of think about this. Really think about where you're moving to. Think about those things that may be holding you back. And just allow them to fall one by one. Just allow them to fall away. So that's going to be our theme tonight. We're going to get up. We're going to dance. We're going to move ourselves around because we're live in the remix with your host, of course, me, Miss Blue. And Mr. Anderson is going to be joining us here in just a short moment. So get up, wherever you are, wherever you're at, it doesn't matter. I want you to stand up wherever you are, and I want you to begin to just feel yourself getting lighter. You know, we talked about this when Norman came on, the brother Norman, and also his father Hassan, and we talked about these poles shifting, and we talked about how this is really just sort of releasing us from sort of the stronghold here, and we're becoming lighter. We're just becoming lighter, and we're able to move ourselves around. We're able to really just do those things that we thought were impossible. And so tonight we're just going to really welcome that energy here, and it's a great time to do it because we're in March. This is a great time. I had an excellent tweet that I had put up on Twitter about marching forward. You know, this is the time to lean forward. This is the time to make some shit happen. You know, this is the time to really get into that Khepra energy, the god Khepra, and really just begin to just continue in our rise. So we're going to move around. We're going to dance a little bit to this beat. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to do this. So, you know, if you're there and let's say you got your man with you and you want to dance with him, you can do that. If you have your children, you can do that as well. Or if you're by yourself, you can do that. Brothers, you got your lady there, you can dance. And even if you don't know her, she want to dance, you know, just ask somebody to dance with you. So we're going to listen to Baby Blue. We're going to dance a little bit, and then we're going to welcome Mr. Anderson to come on to give us that I grow, you grow philosophy and all of the wonderful, amazing things that he's doing with green magic at this time.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we'll love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will
Everyone, that was All Seven by Prince there. It is so good to see everyone in the house tonight, and it's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. Glad to have you guys here. Mr. Anderson is going to be joining us here. We're going to be talking about some green magic. I grow, you grow. Good to have everyone in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome as we get into the share. So now let's go ahead and get Mr. Anderson on the phone. I believe he is here. Peace and greetings.
Greetings, Ms. Blue and the Remix family.
Peace and greetings to you, Mr. Anderson. It's so good to have you in the house tonight. It's always good to have the official gardener for the Remix family stop by and join us in the house. We have so much that we're going to talk about tonight, and I'm just so glad to do that as well.
Let's go. It is time to grow. I'm so happy to be on with Miss Blue. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on the Remix and to be in this circle. So I'm just ready to get into it. So guide me like you always do.
Yes. We definitely will. We have so much that we're going to cover tonight. For those of you who's listening, and maybe this is your first time listening and you haven't heard Mr. Anderson on the show, you definitely want to go to igrow.biz, and you can see all the wonderful things. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter there, you definitely do. I want you to first, Mr. Anderson, just talk to us about your philosophy of I Grow, You Grow, and really why you know. At this point, we do know, because brothers and sisters all over the world have participated in your programs and things you've done, why if you grow, we can grow, and how we can do this together.
Okay, so really, I Grow, You Grow is just basically the universal principle that in order to get, you got to give. So when you put a seed in the ground, it's going to yield fruit. Because that's a universal law. So the thing that I realized early on is that the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. So with I Grow, You Grow, of course, the vegetables and the cultivating and the growing your own food, producing your own produce, eating what you grow is the main objective. But as a side effect, and this is not a negative side effect, so I'm not going to talk fast like the commercials when they're selling you these prescription drugs. The side effect is even greater because you get a well-being, you get health, you cut out your doctor bill, you cut down your grocery bill. I mean, it's just layers and layers and layers of positive things that will come to you if you plant a seed. Like one of my quotes is, and every seed is a leaf in belief, plant one. So you just got to plant that seed in anything that you do and nurture it and let it germinate in the triple stages of darkness. And once it sprouts, that feeling that you get, you will never be able to duplicate that feeling.
Oh, yes. So true. I have definitely had my share of it too, and continuously learning as well too. So you're right. And this is one of the things that I want to let you guys know, if you're out there listening, that anyone can do this. You don't need to have sort of this big plot of land to do this. If you have a small space, you could be living in one room. If you have access to light, you can do this. You will be able, there will be something in here for you tonight that you'll be able to work with. You'll be able to start doing immediately and begin to get into this. And thank you for talking about that. We have a lot of prizes that we're going to be giving away tonight, that Mr. Anderson and myself, we're going to be giving away tonight. So you guys will do that. Somebody will even get a coaching session that we'll be doing here as well. So lots of things for us to cover. Let's talk about this time of the year that we're in now. I know that one of the things that you've been able to do is that you can actually grow things all year round, and you've shown that to us. But right now at March, at this time, depending on what part of the world we're in, what are some of the things that we actually can begin to grow right now?
So right now is a great time. Like March is one of the best times of the year, because right now the asparagus is up. And usually in the gardening world, asparagus is a perennial plant. And a perennial is that the plant comes back year after year after year. It comes back year after year. So the asparagus, when it sprouts, it heralds the beginning of the growth season, or that the, you know, the cosmology and everything is lining up and the shift is happening. The bears are coming out of hibernation. The bracken pear trees are blooming, so forth and so on. Oh. So right now in March is the time for you to get your Cole family or your Bresca family plants in, which consists of, if you have pen and pad, I suggest you get your pen and pad. You can get your Bresca family, which consists of collard greens, cabbages. So collard greens, cabbage, kale, all types of kale. We talked about the black kale. So if you didn't do the Tuscany kale in last November or whenever we talked about it, then you got another crack at it. You could do the black kale. They also call it dinosaur kale, Tuscany kale, and Nero kale. You can do all your kale. You can do your kohlrabi, a very interesting plant that I discovered this year for the first time. Kohlrabi. It's also called a German turnip. Very, very good culinary vegetable to grow. Kohlrabi. You can do, we're sticking with the Bresca family right now. You can do all your Asian cabbage, your bok choy, your tak choy, your Michela cabbage, your Napa cabbage, all of your, you also can do right now in the cabbage family, you could do turnips. They're not in the cabbage family, turnips. You can do your root vegetables, which is your turnip green, your beets. You can do your beets right now, and the beet bottoms are very versatile. You can juice them, you can, stew them, you can pickle them, you can cook them, you can eat them. But the beet tops, the tops of the beets are very, very delicious. You can use the beet tops just like you would do your collard greens, your turnip greens, your mustard greens, and so forth. So you definitely want to do your root vegetables at this time. So your carrot, you can do your carrots right now. If you do carrots outside, carrots also grow good in pots. You can do carrots right now, but I suggest that you stick to the mini carrots or the natal carrots, which are not long. You don't want the real, real long carrots.
Are you still there? Okay, I think
I am still here. I had my headphone go out. But you can do your carrots right now. You don't want to do the long carrots because that means you have to have like deep soil for the carrot to penetrate in. And the method that I use, I don't really encourage people to dig. You know, I do like a no dig situation because we're advocating urban and suburban settings, and you know, we got sprinkler systems, we got gas pipes and different things of that nature, so I don't really encourage a whole lot of digging. So that's why I'm telling you to stick to the shorter carrots, but you can do your carrots, you can do your beets, you can do your turnips right now, you can do your onions, you can do your garlic, you can do your chives. You could put in strawberries right now. You could put in strawberries right now. You could put in Miss Blue right now, which is a blueberry or a raspberry. You could put her in right now. She'll do well at this time. You also can put in figs. I just put in some figs. Figs is a high alkaline vegetable, and it also is very sweet. So if you've been buying like maple syrup and agave sweeteners, you could grow your own fig and substitute this as a sweetener. Because if you're doing a lot of culinary expression and you're throwing hot stuff, and you know you always want to add you some sweet and to counterbalance it, that fig is a very, very versatile vegetable or fruit that you can grow and you that in right now. You can go and get you some fig. They'll come as like a limb. It'll be a limb and it'll have a root to it. You can get them at your local garden centers, or you can order them online. Right. So you got fig. You can put in fig right now. Definitely do you some collard greens right now. You can throw the collard greens out right now. You could throw the spinach out right now. And when you're doing your spinach seeds, you need to soak your spinach seeds overnight because they're a very woody seed. Tip and trick, you need to soak your spinach seeds overnight just with a splash of vinegar and a drop of dish soap. If you use like an Ivory dish soap or a Seventh Generation dish soap, that's not real harsh. It's real mild and eco-friendly.
Right.
So just a drop of that for your spinach seeds. Or if you don't want to go through all that, just take a piece of sandpaper and scrape the seed a little bit so that the water can penetrate into the seed and start that triple stage of darkness germination process. So spinach you can do right now, Swiss chard you can do right now, beets, carrots, all your cabbage family stuff, arugula, your lettuces, throw your lettuces in right now. You can throw your arugula, lettuce, cabbage, we talked about that, kohlrabi, onions, garlic, so forth and so on. So just a gamut of things that you could be growing right now directly out in your garden. And that's even up in the northeast. That's even,
right,
you know, where it's colder at, because these vegetables really stand up to the cold weather. But you'll have a few days, you know, that you get up in the high 50s, high 60s that will kickstart the germination process. So you definitely want to get that going. And then segueing into the year-round gardening indoors, you want to start a process indoors where you start your heat-loving plants, like your eggplant, which is a purple plant. I know Miss Blue likes the purple.
Yes.
You got to do the eggplant.
Yeah.
And then you do your tomatoes, you do your hot peppers, your sweet peppers, your bell peppers. You do your echinacea flowers, you do your sage, you do your rosemary, your thyme, your basil, all your little, you know, late spring, early summer stuff. You want to start that indoors right now so that you get a head start on the hot weather, because right after April, most people's last frost is late April, early May. You can put out plants. You have these indoors right now while you got the cold weather vegetables out there growing your kohlrabi, your beets, your kales, and all of that. And then as soon as that hot weather comes, those plants are going to start trying to reproduce themselves, which the term in the gardening world is called bolting, B-O-L-T-S, bolting. B-O-L-T-I-N-G, bolting. They will go to bolt, which means they'll shoot up, like straight up, and they'll put flowers out, and they'll try to shoot seeds out. And the seed, you know, the plant's job is to recreate itself, so it will spit the seeds out into the ground and then try to, you know, overwinter and reproduce itself. So when those start going to bolt, you'll take those out and then put your hot weather vegetables in, which is your eggplants, your tomatoes, your okra, your basils, you know, your pretty flowers and things of that nature. So not trying to get too long-winded or ahead of myself, but immediately right now, that's a list of things that you can actually go buy seeds for right now, do your no-dig method, and get those in the ground. So,
I want to talk about that really quick because I think this is a good place for us to kind of put these things in when you talk about doing the no-dig method so people can understand the ways. Let's say, for instance, maybe I wanted to do a tomato and I wanted to do an eggplant. How can I begin talking from the seeds? Kind of talk us through from the position of a seed. How can I start to do this with a no-dig garden? And let's say I live where I have to start this indoors. Is that possible? And if I, what do I need to do if I want to put it in a pot?
Okay, so this is the process. This is the process. So say you want to do eggplants and you want to do tomatoes. So you're going to make you some nice eggplant parmesan or some eggplant zucchini. So you just want to do eggplant and you want to do tomatoes. So what you need to do is you need to get you a little grow box, which is like a Sure-Like tote. You know the little tote that you buy that you store your stuff in or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you get a tote, and it has a lid on it. And you take this tote, and you buy you a little lamp, like a little indoor light, under cabinet lighting or something like that. I actually have some instructional media on the YouTube channel. So if you go to youtube.com/IGROW, and you look at the video titled I Grow, You Grow, Grow Bot, it'll show you exactly what I'm saying to you right now. So definitely jot that down and go to YouTube. But this is the speech part of it. Then you can get the visual part of it on YouTube. So you take the tote, the T-O-T-E, or the Sure Light container, and you buy a big enough one to where you can set something down in it. And with the lid, you just drill some holes or poke some holes in it and get you like some of them zip ties, like the zip ties. And you buy you a little light, like a little light. They had a light in Walmart and Home Depot for like $10. A little like under cabinet light that has a plug. So you drill holes in the top of the lid so that you can zip tie the light to the bottom of the lid, the inside of the lid, and then drill another hole that you can take the cord out, and then you plug the cord into an electrical supply, of course. And now you got a lid with a light attached to the bottom of it, like a grow light or something attached to the bottom of it. So you got the lid that goes on top of the container. And then inside the container is where you would sit, like your, you could buy the little seed starter kit in the stores and all that. But I show you how to make your own seed starting kits with, like, coffee filters. You can take a coffee filter, and you can fold the coffee filter up in such a way, or people have used newspaper, but I find the coffee filter to be much more easier to work with and more biodegradable. I get the brown coffee filters that haven't been bleached. So you situate that in a way that make it like a little pot, like a seed pot or a paper pot, and you get you some potting soil, then you take your eggplant seed and you put it in that potting soil and you moisten that up, and then you set that down inside of the container and put the lid on it and turn that light on, and now you got a grow box. So you starting that seed indoors in this little grow box. So this grow box could be under your bed, could be in your closet, could be in your kitchen, next to your trash can. Very convenient. You can put this little grow box anywhere in your house. It's not going to smell or nothing. You put it somewhere where you walk by it every day and you can, you know, water it, because you definitely got to water it, and you got to turn the light on in the morning. Then you got to turn the light off in the night. And then eventually your eggplant is going to sprout. And then you let that plant just grow up until your last frost date wherever you live at. So if you live in Georgia, for instance, your zone, we talked about this a few times, you know, for the people who haven't experienced Mr. Anderson, you have a thing called a zone. Ms. Blue, you know about the zone. Tell us a little bit about the zone.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell them a little bit?
The zones are really going to be based upon where you live. So depending on what part of the hemisphere you live in, you are categorized in a zone. And those zones are categorized by the different plants and the different foods that is the best time of the year for them to begin to, if you're going to plant them by seeds that you can grow them, or if you're going to be starting sort of a garden, you're going to plant them. Now, how you're going to find out about the different zones is that you can actually go to Mr. Anderson's website, because he has a way that you can find out about your zone.
Yep, and all you have to do is type in your zip code, and this is only for the continental U.S., but I do have people that have contacted me from Ms. Blue from England, London, England, Jamaica, different things of that nature. So just do a Google search find my zone, if you're in, like, London, Australia, down under, wherever you are, because, you know, we international on the remix, but the continental U.S., I got you covered. You can go to my website, and you go to the I Grow, You Grow link, and you just scroll down. It'll have a moon phase, and then it'll have Know Your Zone, and you just type in your zip code, and it'll give you your zone. So based on your zone, and I'm just going to use my zone, for example. I'm in Georgia, so I'm in zone 7B. And the zone will tell you the last average date that you have a frost. So, like, over a 20-year period of time, the last time they had a frost was March on this year, April on this year, mid-March on that year. So they take the average, and they come up with a date that's the average last frost date. So for me, my average last frost date is April the 1st. So right now, I start my tomato plants indoors and let them grow up as little baby seedlings, and I really take care of them, talk to them, nurture them, give them that water, keep them in that grow box. And you definitely want to have good air circulation, because if you don't have good air circulation, you'll fall a victim to, like, dampening off, and that's a disease where fungus will eat up your young seedling plant. So you want to kind of have it in an area that's going to get some circulation, or just turn a little small fan on just to circulate the air around. And then in your grow box, you've got the hose in there, so it's some air that's going to get in there. But if you do fall victim to some dampening off, I do have a remedy, a natural remedy to spray on your seedling plant so that you don't have to worry about this dampening off that sometimes occurs when you plant your young seedlings indoors. If you want to hear about it, I definitely will share it with you.
Oh, yes. We definitely want to hear about it, yes.
Okay. So when you're growing these seedlings indoors, they suffer from a disease called dampening off. And that's just like a fungus that, you know, because it's dank and it's a little warm in your house and, you know, you
right.
got these lights and different things of that nature. So what you want to do is with the spray bottle, because you want to, when you water these things, you kind of want to use a spray bottle or a squirt bottle or something like that to water them. And in your squirt bottle or your spray bottle or the water that you're using to water your seedlings, just take you a chamomile tea bag. Just take you a chamomile tea bag. And you put the chamomile tea bag in whatever container you use in the water your plant, and just a drop of dish soap, and then water your plants with that. And something in the chamomile tea reacts with the fungus, and it negates the process of the fungus growing and taking over, you know, eating up your plants. So that's a chamomile tea bag. So if you take a chamomile tea bag and you put it in your water and you water your young seedlings, you'll never have problems with this dampening off. And this is the thing that, you know, Mr. Anderson brings to the table, is I'm going to give you an ounce of prevention so that you can have a pound of cure, because I've done this by trial and error. You know, I planted a whole tray of seeds, and, you know, I'm going good in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then, boom, I come back in and everything just fell over. And you're like, what done happened? You know what I mean? I've had that experience for you guys, so you don't have to have that experience. So
right, so true.
Get your chamomile tea bag, and put. Or if you're growing chamomile, you know, if you're so fortunate to have been growing your own chamomile, just snip you some chamomile, put it in the water, and then go ahead and water in your little seedling. So now you got your eggplant and your tomato in your grow box. It's growing real, real good. You've identified the zone that you live in. You know what your frost date is. So now you want to go outside where you're going to set up your garden and do a no dig. Yes. You're gonna do the no dig method. So now let's segue into how you do the no dig method, right?
Yes.
So what a no dig method is basically what you're gonna be doing is building up layers on top of your existing soil. So say most of the time the people that I run into or the people that's really starting to do the self-sustaining situation, you know, they already kind of living and surviving and doing their thing, but they saying, you know, these grocery bills is really getting to me and doctor bills, so I'm ready to make a transition. I'm ready to start, you know, letting my food be my medicine, and I'm ready to, you know, get self-sufficient. I own this property, or I'm homesteading or whatever. So usually in a suburban setting, you have your house on a quarter acre plot or half acre or whatever, but around your home you had this landscape, and you had your landscape all the way around the house on the, you know, all four sides of the house. In the front, of course, you want to do the shrubs and the crepe myrtles and things of that nature. On the side, you have a little more liberty. You can maybe put you some trees and different things in or whatever. So I'm saying to you, identify the south side of your home. Whichever side is the south side of your home, hopefully it's not the front of your home, but the south side of your home is ideal for where you want to set up your garden. Okay.
South side. Yes.
Yeah,
the south side.
Yeah, the south side, because the sun rises in the east. Everybody knows that, and then it sets in the west. But it moves in a southern trajectory. So it rises in the south. Rises in the east and heads on a southern trajectory towards the west. So to get maximum sunlight for your plants, you want to have it facing south, because the sun is always going to go in a southern trajectory from east to west. So whatever the south side of your home is, and you can incorporate your vegetable garden into your landscape. So say you wanted to do eggplant. Eggplant is a very beautiful plant, but it is kind of tall. So you would have to, get you like a bamboo stake or something of that nature and put it in. When the plant is very young, put the bamboo stake in or the copper stake if you want to get into electroculture. We've talked about electroculture several different shows. And quickly, electroculture is the copper is a conductor of the nitrogen oxide that's automatically in the air. It draws the nitrogen oxide out of the air into the copper pole, into the soil, and your plant absorbs it. Just like you, as a human, walking on carpet, the nitrogen oxide that's falling in the carpet, you pick it up, you touch the doorknob, zap, you get that shot. That's the transfer of that energy or that nitrogen oxide. So you can use a copper pole, you can use a bamboo stake, wooden stake, anything like that that's going to be kind of aesthetic if you're living in a these subdivisions and HOAs and things like that. You want to keep it looking good. If you're out somewhere where you don't have to worry about that, just get your tomato cage or something. So you got your stake in for your little eggplant. You got a little bitty seedling right now, and you put that out after your last frost date. But that thing is going to get really tall. Eggplants get really tall, and the eggplant is very heavy. So you really want to, tie it up to the stake, give it support. Your tomatoes as well. You got two different types of tomatoes. You got an indeterminate tomato and a determinate tomato. And these are the varieties when you're looking at the seed pack. When you're looking at the seed pack, you have, it'll say indeterminate or determinate. Now, the indeterminate means that the length of the plant is undetermined. Like, it'll grow wild and tall as you can support it. Like if you put it on a trellis that's 10 feet tall, it'll grow all the way up 10 feet tall.
Wow.
Now, in, determinate, it's determined that this plant is only going to get to be about 2 to 3 feet tall. So they usually call these bush tomatoes or patio tomatoes. So if you're in a situation where you're in an apartment and you have a patio, or you're in a townhome and you have a patio or something to that nature, you want to get the determinate tomato, which is a patio or a bush tomato, which is the type of tomato that's not going to get super, super big and super, super tall,
right,
and not need all this support and things of that nature. So for the patio, apartment, townhome, them type of people, get the determinate. For the ones that's living, you know, where you can go ahead and get you a tomato cage or a steak and you can let that plant get really, really large, then you get the indeterminate type of tomato. Because, of course, the indeterminate type of tomato is going to yield a lot more fruit or a lot more tomatoes than the patio tomato. But the patio tomato is still going to allow you to produce your produce. So once you figure out the south side of your home, then you go ahead and set up the no-dig method. And the no-dig method is basically you just putting layers on top of your existing soil. So you're not digging in the soil. You're just going on top of the grass with a layer of carbon substance, which is newspaper, crepe paper, cardboard, or something to that nature. And what that's going to do is that's going to smother out the grass from growing up through your garden. But that grass is a green product that's nitrogen-based, and the cardboard, newspaper, or crepe paper is a carbon substance, and those two are going to react with each other with the water in the air or the hydrogen-oxygen mix, and it's going to start a decomposition process all in itself. And then on top of the newspaper, crepe paper, you're going to go with another green substance, maybe like some coffee grinds, some blood meal, or some green manure or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you go with another layer of, like, brown, which could be crepe paper, could be dried up leaves, it could be all kind of things like that. So on top of that, then you go with your compost. So you're just building up layer after layer after layer. You put your compost on pretty thick, and then you may go with some Epsom salt or something in between there, some coffee grinds, and then the last layer is going to be like your mulch. And your mulch will be pine straw, dried up leaves, or hay straw on top of all of that. So you build that up to about 6 to 8 inches. And once you build that up to about 6 or 8 inches, then you take your plant and you just put your plant down in that. And your plant is going to thrive.
Yeah.
That little lasagna garden that you just built. Or the no-dig garden, you haven't digged nothing. You just made a pile on top of your existing soil. And then one other advantage to that is that the earthworms, the worms that's already in the soil, they're gonna come to the party because they see all this stuff happening, this newspaper and all this Epsom salt and all this different stuff. They're going to come and join the party. And when they come up through that soil that's already there, they burrow in through that soil, which is adding aeration. And aeration equals oxygen. And then once they come up in there and they start eating and getting involved with that decomposition, they start using the bathroom or they start giving off castings. And when they give off their castings, that is the richness right there. That's like fertilizer, that worm casting. That worm casting is very, very valuable. So they will be giving off the worm casting. And that's the benefit of doing the no-dig garden. And all at the same time, you don't have to worry about hitting no gas lines, no sprinkler lines, or nothing like that.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so here's another question, Mr. Anderson, that so many people are asking. What if you want to do this in a pot? Is this something that you could actually grow maybe either indoors or outdoors and still do it in a pot when it comes to the eggplant or the tomato?
You definitely can grow them in the pot. But indoors, you know, like we've always said, you can grow indoors,
yeah.
but to grow indoors, it's going to take you a lot of effort. And the more effort that it takes for a person to really have to get something to grow, it kind of discourages them. But if you, you know, in a pot, like I was saying, you use the patio tomato or you use like a miniature version of the eggplant in a pot. But when you do it in a pot, you definitely want to get potting soil or compost, because in the pot, it's going to get, you know, the soil is going to get more compact and it's going to dry out a lot quicker. So you have to use the proper potting soil. Or nowadays, they have a lot of self-watering containers where you actually water the plant from the bottom and you don't water it from the top, so that the soil doesn't really get compacted. But you definitely can do it in containers. But you would have to do it in containers like on your porch or on your patio or like the little hanging baskets or different things like that. But you definitely can do tomatoes and eggplants and any. You could pretty much grow anything in pots if you had a proper soil and you keep it watered, you know, and you mulch it just like you do anything to retain the moisture. But definitely do you some eggplants in pots. Definitely do you some tomatoes in pots. Because what I do is I have a kitchen garden. I have my regular garden down in the bottom. And then I got like a balcony that I have to walk down to get into my garden. But sometimes when I'm cooking and I'm entertaining and it's nighttime and I want to go out and grab some herbs or something on my patio, I got, you know, containers all out on my patio. So I just step out on my patio and I grab me an eggplant and I grab me a zucchini and I grab me some rosemary and some thyme and get to work. So so the patio or the container gardens is definitely something that you want to deal with. I mean, even if you do have an in the ground garden, you definitely want to have pots
to plant with. That's excellent. Now, I know you have some products, and I want to talk about that. We still have plenty of time. We're actually going to be taking your calls here soon. So you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the line. But I want to talk about some of the things that you've come up, because this is a big part of your passion and the work that you've come to do when it comes to understanding about green magic and all of these things about growing and the I Grow, You Grow concept. Talk to us about some of the things that you have available to really make this easy for someone who is just maybe new to this and they're just coming in and they want to start doing this like we did last time. We're going to put out a challenge, too, for all of us to grow something, take pictures like we did last time, and send them to Mr. Anderson so he can put them up as well.
Okay, so right now, you know, like the whole thing was I Grow, You Grow. So I've definitely been going through some growth. I've definitely had some growth. And I have to, you know, say that the Remix family and Miss Blue has been very instrumental in my growth, because, you know, she definitely keeps me motivated. I deal with Miss Blue's her audio book. Yeah, her audio book is definitely part of my arsenal. I definitely, you know, subscribe to Miss Blue's audio books and her magic and, you know, all the positivity that she sends your way. So she's really, really helped me grow. And some of the things that has happened in my growth and my development is that I've designed a few products. Now, one product that I have available, and this is a Remix exclusive, I'm pleased to mention today. I just put it up today on the website, and I just, you know, packaged it and made it available for the Remix family tonight, and I think we're going to be giving away some of these products as well. But
yeah.
I have a product called the Magic Grow Ring. The Magic Grow Ring. And I had to put the magic in there because of Miss Blue and the Remix family allowing me to discover my magic. So I got the Magic Grow Ring. And what the Magic Grow Ring is it is an organic fertilizer for your plant. And it's a very convenient product for a gardener because normally you have to go, you know, find an organic fertilizer and then you have to measure it and you have to, you know, take it out the bag and you got to put it around the plant and you got to do all this different, you know, you got to go through some things. Well, what I've done is I've taken the organic fertilizer and some of the products that I've used over time-tested products, and I've taken them and I've made a pouch. It's a pouch that's a semicircle. It's a pouch that's a semicircle. It has a circle in the middle so that all you have to do is once your tomato plant or your eggplant or your okra or your whatever plant is up and growing, you take this grow ring and you put it around the base of the plant, and you pull the dirt up over or pull the soil up over the grow ring, and then every time you water your plant, you're fertilizing your plant, and this grow ring is decomposing, it's breaking down because it's 100% organic and it's 100% biodegradable. So it's breaking down every time that you water this plant or it rain or whatever, it's got the organic fertilizer in it, and you water it, and it starts breaking down, and it's feeding your plant slowly but surely. It's making your plant very healthy, very vigorous, and very, very happy. It's making your plant very happy. So if you have a strong, happy plant, it can fight off all types of diseases. It can concentrate on producing your produce because that's the goal, is to produce the produce. And it's going to give you very large yields without chemicals. And, it'll be able to fight off pests and things of that nature. So basically what you do is you just take it out the bag, you put it around the plant, push the soil up over it or the mulch, and you water it in. And this is the beautiful thing about the product, Ms. Blue. The product, it breaks down in one moon cycle. So in 29 and a half days, you can put another grow ring in the place of the one that you just put down there, and it will magically disappear. It'll be gone. You pull that dirt back, it'll be gone. So all that fertilizer is now decomposed and turned into black gold and fertilizer right around your plant, where it's used to produce your produce. So after one moon phase, you put another grow ring in. And when that moon phase go away, put another grow ring in. When that moon phase go away, put another grow ring in. And that's the beauty of this product, is that I'm going to give you four grow rings. I'm going to give you four grow rings. That's four moon cycles. Or you can split it up between two plants and get two moon cycles for two plants. And you going to only pay $10. You're only going to pay $10 for this grow ring right now because it's a new product. I want everybody to get this product. So this is an introductory price of $10. You get the four grow rings in one shipment. You get four grow rings, and you change this grow ring every 29 and a half days, which is a moon cycle. So all you have to do is is if you putting your plant in on the new moon, then you putting your grow ring in on the new moon, on the next new moon, put another one in, and it'll be broken down. And then what we also doing is we're making this product right now. We're developing the house formula. Right now I have just available the outdoor grow ring, but I am researching, developing the indoor grow ring. So if you really growing your house plant, like I've talked to people who say, I had houseplants for 20 years. I got a houseplant grow ring that will be available for you, too. But you have to email me and get the houseplant version, you know, exclusively as a Remix Circle connection. Because right now I just have the outdoor version packaged and available for shipment right now. So if you go to the website, you can look at the grow ring. I got the picture up. I got the GIF up. I'll be putting the YouTube commercial up for it right now. But this is a Remix exclusive. You guys are the first, ladies and gentlemen, are the first people that's catching wind of this product. And I tell you this because I know Ms. Blue have coached me along. She's given me all this positive energy. And I'm going to tell you like this. This product right here is going to change everything.
Yeah.
This is going to change everything. This product right here, I'm going to have to get me some lawyers because people going to be they're going to be after this one. This product is the product that you need right here. So I'm telling you. And you seen my videos. You seen my tomatoes.
Oh, yes.
You seen my eggplants. You seen my vegetables. This is how I get my vegetables. The way I get them is because this is what I've been doing for years. But now that I've perfected it and that I've researched it and developed it, I'm offering it to, you know, my people and my constituents and my family and my friends, and I'm sharing this with the world because I've grown from this. I've produced produce with this product, so I want you to produce produce with this product.
And I'm telling you, you guys, I was so excited when he told me about the magical, you know, grow ring. And really, just how it works with the cycles of the moon. So it's easy for you to stay in tune. You started on a new moon, and you know that as the phases of the moon continues to grow, so does your plants. It's being nourished. It's being, you know, everything that you need to send in it is going to be in there. If you haven't listened to the shows that Mr. Anderson have done, definitely there's nobody on the planet doing it like him, not this way. So I would encourage you to go back and definitely download all the shows that Mr. Anderson have done here on the Remix, and make sure that you go over to igrowyougrow.biz. Sign up for the newsletters. I get them. They come right there to your email. Everything that you need to see, the videos, everything is top-notch in what he's done. And when he first came on the Remix, it's just an honor to have him come here and to share and to begin to see all of us grow, because we all have grown in our green magic thanks to Mr. Anderson. So it has definitely been a give and take. I've learned so much about plants, so much about our connection with plants, my personal connection and other things. So I'm just telling you guys, it is the time of knowing your magic, and the Magic Grow Ring is a must. You need to get that. We're going to be giving away some prizes here tonight, and that's probably going to be one of those that we do give away. But if you thought about, you know, having your own food, and particularly when it comes to these times where the weather, we know this year is going to be so crazy. So many things going on. So many of the fruits and vegetables that they're calling organic is just simply now become a generic name that they're stamping things on. Wouldn't it be nice that if you wanted to have you a fresh salad, that you could actually just go to your patio or go outside in your backyard and take the pleasure of knowing that you produced that, you helped bring that into life here, that was something else. If you want to talk about knowing your magic and getting into the process of creating, I'll tell you, for me, another component that was just so solid was to be able to grow something. I started out with bean sprouts, you know, and took my hand with some basil and some different herbs that Mr. Anderson shared here, just really, really trying these things and began to do them. They are simple. I can tell you, I don't really have a green thumb. You know, that was kind of my mother's gift. But anybody can do this, and we all have the ability to do it. We talk so much about being grounded in this reality. We know that earth energy is how you get grounded. This is something you can involve your children in. If you have your mate, you can do that. We even did a show with Mr. Anderson where we talked about how to do some different rituals that you can do even with planting. So this is something that we all should get involved in. You never know when you may need to get you a tomato or where you need to get some garlic or you need to get an eggplant, and how about it just comes from something that you helped to create. So this is powerful, and it's so many things that Mr. Anderson is going to be also unveiling as they continue. I know he'll share them here on the remix, but the Magic Grow Ring is a must. You need to get this. Try this out so we can put this word out there, put the energy out there. It works with the moon cycles. I grow, you grow.biz is where you want to go to get this. And I know you guys are definitely going to jump on this because it doesn't matter where you're living at on the planet. You can use this and you can grow with it. And Mr. Anderson, if you don't believe it, he has his personal coaching that he does. So if you feel like, well, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I can do this. I may need a little bit of one-on-one. You can actually speak to Mr. Anderson, and you can have his coaching program. It is so reasonable just to get that extra little coaching. So just like I've helped him and coached him, and he has the Know Your Magic audio workbook, he's coached me in different things that I want to grow with my plants, with my trees, with insects. He's come on here and coached brothers and sisters all over the world. You guys have sent pictures to me, to him. So this, I'm excited about this, and I'm telling you, this is an introductory. We don't want to even say price because you really can't put a price on something that you can manifest. We know the value of being able to create and to manifest something here. So really, this, to get this at this, I don't even know, price, or just to get it for $10 to get four. You can take it into four moon cycles to be able to nurture your plant. You can charge it up. You have the energy of the moon. We know the power of that. So it's amazing, you guys. I just really had to share that because I'm so excited about it, and I can't wait to try mine out and begin to start growing a whole bunch of stuff.
Exactly. But I do want to tell the listeners that this year, because we've had so many mild, you know, we had this mild winter all over the country, that, you know, this year is going to be definitely a year where you have to have your pest control in order. So
yes,
you definitely have to have your pest control in order. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a advocate of any chemicals at all. So the pest control that I use is going to be household items that you probably already have that you can segue right into your garden, and you could use these things to protect your plants, because that's another thing that discourages a lot of people from producing their produce. Like Nancy Lockhart, she said some bull or something came and ate up her stuff. She had a She had an armadillo or a fox or something eating up her stuff, and we gave her some natural remedies and different, you know, household items, and it helped her, you know, get rid of the molds and possums and things of that nature. So, you know, this is not just something that we talking about. We actually doing this.
This is happening.
This is happening right before your eyes. You know, we making history. We writing records. We making acoustic records right now. You know,
yes.
So this is a beautiful thing. I'm glad you all are tuned in to share this. Like I say, I've been getting people from London and Maryland and all different types of places. So this is a very universal, very international thing that everybody has to deal with, because the basic thing of life is food, clothing, and shelter. So it's no wonder that food is on the top. Food is always on the top. So what better way for you to deal with the basic necessities of food, clothing, shelter than to grow your own food? You know, this is one of the greatest experiences that you could have. So we definitely here for you guys. So
yes.
I don't know.
We're gonna take some calls. I want you to talk about sort of those because, you know, even tonight I just noticed with having the lights on and Baby Blue was going in and out, just seeing those daddy long legs around the door and they're starting to come out because of this mild winter. What are some of the things that we can do to really start to get this under control for ourselves, for our plants, you know, starting to eat on some of our trees or scrubs or different things that we have out?
Okay, so one of the best tools that you're going to have against pests and, you know, have a natural pest control situation is companion planting. Companion planting is probably going to be one of your biggest things. So, like, say for instance, with your tomato plant, when you do a tomato plant, you know, you want to grow your tomatoes. So you definitely want to get marigold flowers. You want to get like marigold flowers as a companion plant. And what the marigold flowers does is they help as above, so below. The roots give off like a pheromone or a scent or some aura that deters certain pests that tend to eat up tomato plants. So you definitely, when you do a tomato plant, you want to have some foreknowledge and think ahead and say, okay, when I do these tomato plants, I'm going to have to companion plant them with some marigolds. So the marigolds is something that you want to incorporate into your garden. It's not only beneficial for keeping away pests, but it also is a visual thing. The marigolds are pretty, you know, nice little flowers. They're some nice little flowers. And now, also, with tomato plants, I'm just using tomatoes because that's one of the main things that people grow. Opal basil or purple basil. You heard of basil, the green basil, but they sell a purple basil or opal basil that is, you know, it's very dark and it's very purple. But because of that purple and that dark color, it gives off a force field, I'll just say, for lack of better terms. It's a scientific term called a pheromone or different things like that.
Right.
It deters the hornworm. If you ever seen a hornworm, it's like a big old fat worm with a horn sticking out the back of his tail. And it looks like very menacing and very vicious. But he can eat up your leaves like crazy. He'll eat your leaves up and almost kill your plant in one day. So you could put your put your marigolds and put your basil around your tomato plant, and that's going to be something that you ain't got to go out there and do every day. You don't have to go out there and do that every day because that's going to be happening all season long. So that's just like with the tomato plant. And then, like, say if you're doing some squash or some zucchini or some watermelon or any cucumbers of, you know, like the vine type of vegetable, get you some radish, R-A-D-I-S-H, radishes, and plant your radishes around your squash, your watermelon, your cucumbers, and the radishes deter like a lot of worms and squash bugs and different things like that because the radish is giving off a certain type of force field that's keeping negative bugs away from your garden. And then you want to plant flowers like foxglove flowers or snapdragon flowers or any petunias or any type of flower like that kind of have a bell shape and a red or orange color because these flowers draw in hummingbirds. And when you draw in hummingbirds, they eat other insects. But also, a hummingbird, if you ever seen a hummingbird in real
beautiful
life and was able to, yeah, you know how it is, Miss Blue. If you seen a hummingbird, you have to stop.
You have to stop, yes. It's so beautiful.
It's like, wow. So you definitely want to encourage positive insects in a culture or permaculture is what they call it, because you're creating a permanent culture around where you've got a relationship with these, you know, these positive insects, and you're getting the negative insects away, but you're not killing the negative insects. You're just creating boundaries, just like you have to do with human beings. you like all human beings, but you have to create a boundary. Sometimes, you know, you have to tell people no, or you have to tell
gotcha.
People, you know, so this is what these things are doing. You're just creating boundaries without having to squash the bug or spray some chemical on him or all these different kind of stuff. So we drawing hummingbirds in. We putting in marigolds. We putting in petunias, snapdragons, foxglove flowers. We planting radishes. And then we also going to plant some nasturtium mm-hmm. flowers. Which you get double bang for your buck with this nasturtium flower, because this nasturtium flower, no, matter of fact, I take that back. You get triple bang for your buck with the nasturtium, because the nasturtium, it's a pest control. It gets, you
right.
know, it keeps away beetles and different things of that nature, but it's also mm-hmm. edible. The petals, the leaves, and everything is edible on mm-hmm. the nasturtium flower. But once the nasturtium flower starts to go to seed, you can take the seed before it get hard, and you can use it in your salads and your culinary expression, and it mimics the taste of a caper. It mimics the taste of a caper. So you mm-hmm. can actually grow your own capers. But the nasturtium flower and the nasturtium leaf, it has like a peppery taste to it. So this nasturtium flower is definitely a great flower as a pest control and a culinary, and it's also a very pretty flower. It gives off a nice little orange, yellow, bright red flower.
Mm-hmm.
And
beautiful.
I have to mention this because I'm putting a nasturtium. I got a pack of nasturtium seeds in each of my workshop kits because I'm doing a garden workshop this weekend, and I included the nasturtium seeds in the garden kit. So if you're in Atlanta,
oh, yeah.
or the surrounding Atlanta area, I'm doing a Start or Improve Your Garden workshop this weekend, which is this Saturday. So after we get off the air, get you some sleep. Rearrange the schedule and come to the garden workshop. You can go online. I got the details and all of that. But the workshop is at 10 in the morning. You get a garden kit. So you'll get all these different things that I'm telling you about, how to make your own seed pot. You'll get your own potting soil. You'll get you some seed. You'll get you some sandpaper to scrape your seeds down. You get your little tool to make your seeds.
Wow.
Vermicomposting, we're going to be dealing with regular composting, we're going to be dealing with the no-dig, you'll get a hands-on example of the no-dig, you'll get the watering technique, you'll see how to make a compost tea maker, you'll be able to, you just get a
full-blown
hands-on version of the I Grow, You Grow movement so that you'll be up and running for this growing season. And this is a garden workshop that's happening in Atlanta, Georgia, on the West End at 10 a.m. Just go to the website or go to Twitter or go to Facebook, I Grow, You Grow. It's all over the place. And if you get the tickets now, I'm giving away free coloring books to go with it. I got coloring books.
I love the coloring books.
Yeah. I got the coloring books up. So, you definitely want to get involved with that workshop. But back to the pest control, so the nasturtium flower is something that you want to do. So once you kind of incorporate all those things, the pests are very resilient, so you're still going to have pests. I got some potions or some mixtures that I can mix up, that I give you the recipe on how to mix up to go ahead and deal with the pests that didn't take heed to your boundaries, because people, even if you set boundaries, they're going to overstep the boundaries. So these insects, they'll overstep the boundaries, so you're going to have to hit them with some extra shots. So I got some stuff, some recipes that I can give out, you know, and I can make up some recipes and ship them to you as a remix exclusive, because, you know, it's all about, we want to make it as convenient and easy for you to start growing something this season, because you may have entertained the idea of doing it and things kind of got in the way, or you kind of just like working out. Well, I'm going to start working out Monday, then next Monday, then next Monday, and you never do it. Well, we really want to give you some things this time around that's going to tilt the scale so you can say, I'm going to do it. I'm doing it, I'm doing it, I'm doing it, and you do it. So we got, you know, we giving you all types of things this time around. So, Ms. Blue, if you want me to go into the recipes or you want me to hold off and get into some coaching or whatever.
Yes, what we're going to do is we're actually going to open up the phone lines for everyone, international, and those of you listening, just call us. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have questions, because you guys are asking questions in the chat room for Mr. Anderson, press 1 when you get on the chat line so that we know that you're here to ask a question, and make sure that you definitely lock in igrowyougrow.biz so you can find out. If you're in the ATL, lots of things going down this month in the ATL. Mr. Anderson has his workshop going on this weekend, so all things gardening, you can find out about that information. And don't forget, Brother Panic is also doing the lecture with Dr. Aline Bay, which is going to be this month as well. So you can email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. So until then, I think we should just go to the phone lines and see the question. Somebody will actually get a free coaching session here live on the phone tonight. So if you have a question, if you want to start your gardening, if it's something that you want to do, call in, and you may very well get that. Plus, you get to have your question answered by Mr. Anderson here tonight. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and it looks like calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 646?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Lanisha.
Greetings, Lanisha. You had a question for Mr. Anderson?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Lanisha? Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you too, Mr. Anderson. I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm currently in college. I'm in my last year. And
mm-hmm.
I always
congratulations.
Wanted, thank you. And I always wanted to start my own garden, and I always thought that planting your own food is very, like, beneficial to the body. So I wanted to know on what scale should I start planting in my resident hall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're in a dorm right now, right?
Yes.
Do you guys have like a patio or any type of like a balcony area or something like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so on your balcony or your patio, you probably would go ahead and get you like some pots. Get you some
okay.
pots. And what part of the country, if you don't mind, you could be as general or specific as you want to be.
It's in New York, Newport.
In New York,
upstate.
Okay.
Yeah, upstate New York, close to Albany.
Upstate. Okay, upstate New York. So you probably want to wait till after Easter. So what you could do right now in your dorm room is I have a video on YouTube. If you have access to YouTube, I behoove you to go to YouTube and check out my YouTube channel. I have a video up called I Grow, You Grow, Grow Bot, and it shows you how to make a very inexpensive grow bot. And in the grow bot, you'll be able to get you like a little seed starting kit, and you can grow some vegetables that's very container friendly indoors, so that by the time April rolled around, you could have you like, you know, 4 or 5 pots outside growing you some vegetables or some strawberries or something like that in the dorm, you know, just to kind of get your feet wet so that when you graduate and you get situated where you're going to be at, you already have some trial and error on your side so that you can start your growing, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing with growing your own produce is it's just like going to college. You don't go to college thinking that you're going to go to college 1 year and learn everything. You go to college knowing that you're going to definitely do 4 years. You may even do 5, 6, or 7 years. So this is the same situation. So go ahead and do your research on the YouTube with the grow box. Get your grow box. Start you a few vegetables indoors that's conducive to containers. So the thing that's conducive to containers, like I told you, if you do squash, make sure you get the bush variety of squash. If you do tomatoes, make sure you get patio tomatoes or determinate tomatoes. If you do eggplant, do the Japanese eggplant, because the Japanese eggplant doesn't get as large as the other eggplants that you used to seeing. So get Japanese eggplant, bell peppers, hot peppers, sweet peppers. They all grow good in containers. All your herbs grow good in containers. Basil, thyme, oregano, sage, all these type of things grow good in containers on your patio. So in 25 words or less, start your garden indoors in New York and then move it out to the patio.
Okay. No problem. Okay, and what was the squash that you said to get again?
Like, say if you get zucchini, right? Say do you like zucchini?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's another thing with people. I tell you, if you're starting to grow vegetables, once you get bit by that bug and you plant that seed and that first seed come up, you're going to want to plant everything. You're going to be like, oh, I want to grow fennel. I want to grow this. I want to grow that. I want to grow this. Don't let that get you captivated. Only grow things that you actually going to eat. Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I started out like that. I was growing fennel. I was growing, I was growing stuff that I know I didn't eat. I didn't even know how to cook it. So just make sure you grow stuff that you can eat. Now the zucchini, if you grow zucchini or squash on the seed packet, it's going to say bush. It's going to say bush variety. Bush
okay.
variety. Make sure you get, like, the bush variety, which means it's not going to, like, sprawl all out of the pot and grow all over your patio. It's going to stay in that container. And then, once again, with your container, make sure you get potting soil or compost.
Okay.
You know, get potting soil. Actually, you need to get both, get potting soil and compost and mix them together. And the reason why this is going to happen is because in a pot, the dirt is going to settle and start to compact, and the water is going to drain out of it real quick, and it'll dry out your plant. So you want a lot of aeration and a lot of organic material in the pot so that it won't dry out and get tight on the roots.
Okay.
I really appreciate you calling. And if you do need some extra advice, I have, like, you can go to my website, sign up for my newsletter. You can ask fan questions. You can connect with me on Facebook. I put up a lot of information on Facebook. My YouTube channel, I put up a lot of information on the YouTube channel. It's already a whole bunch of information on that channel.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have a weekly podcast as well where I go, blow by blow and share my kitchen garden with you, because my kitchen garden is your kitchen garden.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. And Mr. Anderson, what do you think? You think we definitely need to give one of those gifts away?
I think we do.
I think we definitely do. So it'll be up to you, Mr. Anderson. What are you, and what's your name again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name again.
It's Lanisha.
Lanisha?
Yes.
Lanisha. Okay, Lanisha, I'll tell you what. Do you want to get a grow ring, or do you want to get a half hour of coaching?
I will take the grow ring.
You take the grow ring. Okay, so what you have to do to get the grow ring is you have to go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and when you sign up for the newsletter, it's gonna ask you, do you want to ask a question? You could either leave your address there, or you could send me an email directly with your address. So let me give you my email so that you can give me your address, because you got to send me your address, and you have to put the remix in the title or something to let me know that you're from the remix.
Okay, no problem.
All right, so my email address is the word contact, contact, at igrowyougrow. IGROWUGROW. So contact at igrowyougrow.biz.
Okay.
So contact at igrowyougrow.biz, and I'll get you the grow ring in the mail, so that way when you plant your tomato and your squash and all that on the patio, all you have to do is put that grow ring down in there and cover it up with some dirt. And water it in, and you're going to see your thing just be like magic. Bam. Like, wow.
Okay. Yes, so you definitely should send us a picture and let us know how that's going for you. The Remix family would love it. If you're not a member of the Remix family page on Facebook, definitely join, because we would love to see the progression of how you're using your grow ring and how everything is that you're growing. Beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will. Thank you so much, Ms. Lou.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. All right, there we go. Great, great question. Great things. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 317. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and turn your computer speakers down from us, please. Horace.
Remix.
Hold on a second. 210.
Breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, 210. You're actually breaking up. So we're going to come back to you, and we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 317. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 317.
Hello.
Yes. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Yes. My name is Micah. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Micah. You had a question for Mr. Anderson?
Yes, I did. I started composting last summer, and I was wondering, do I need to add something to it to get minerals and nutrients into the compost, or should it already have it from the fruits and vegetables?
Okay, so with your compost pile right now, what all have you been adding to your compost pile? I know you said fruits and vegetables, but what is, like, your brown ingredient? Like, you've been putting newspaper or shredded leaves, or what you've been putting in there?
Just what you said, newspaper, shredded leaves, brown paper bags from, like, the grocery store, grass clippings, things like that. And more compost. I'm not compost, but what's it called, mulch or soil, potting soil. I'll put some of that in there, too.
Okay. So I would tell you, avoid putting the soil in there. Don't put no more soil in there. But to really boost up your compost pile and to get it jump started, you could take and put some coffee grinds in there. If you hadn't put any coffee grinds in there, definitely put you some coffee grinds in there. And I give you a tip and trick to get coffee grinds at an accelerated rate. Go to Starbucks, your local Starbucks. And when you go in there, you know, just ask the people, say, I'm a gardener, I want to get some coffee grinds for composting. If you know, it depends on what Starbucks. Some Starbucks, they own it. they got the coffee grinds bagged up for you, and they give them to you. Some of them, they kind of like ghetto. They don't really down with it. You need to talk to the manager, and you tell the manager, hey, I know Starbucks is a green company, and y'all have a composting program. I'd like to get, you know, a convenient time to come and pick up coffee grinds, and they have to honor that. So go to Starbucks, get coffee grinds there. But now, let me tell you this. When you add your coffee grinds, don't just throw them in your pile willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a container, a quart container, or some kind of container, and if whatever amount that you put in the compost pile, if you put one cup of coffee grinds in your pile, then you got to come behind it with 3 cups of shredded newspaper or crepe paper or leaves. So your brown to green has to be 3-to-1. And coffee grinds is considered a green material. And when I say green, green just being a nitrogen-based material. So if you put, like with your fruits and vegetables, if you're taking one bag of fruits and vegetables and dumping it in there, you got to come behind it with 3 bags of leaves, shredded paper, shredded paper, newspaper, cardboard, stuff like that. So brown and green is the mixture. You got to have 3 browns to 1 green. So when you put your coffee grinds in there, make sure you got enough brown to go behind it, because a lot of people, they try to compost, and their compost pile be stinking, and it be varmints and stuff around it. That's because they got too many scraps, too many greens and not enough browns.
Yeah, that's what happened when I first started. It was stinking. I had bugs flying around, and I was like, what's going on? I went online because I saw it originally on your YouTube video, and that's what made me start it. And then I was like, what is that? What's going on? So then they told me to add more brown in there, and I did that, and it started balancing out, and that's all gone.
Please,
so, yeah.
Please believe it. So to answer your original question, the coffee grinds is one thing. Eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
You can crush up eggshells, put eggshells in there. And then also, if you really want to super, super boost up your compost pile, get you some Epsom salt and throw you some Epsom salt in there. So, you know, that way you have super, super compost. But the black gold in and of itself, once you get that mixture going for you, and, you know, make sure you turn it a lot. Make sure you got it in some kind of container that you can turn it a lot, and that they can get a lot of air, and then you're going to have some super compost.
Okay.
So now let me ask you a question, bro.
All right.
What are you putting the compost on? You using it in your garden? How you doing it?
I was going to use it in my garden.
Okay.
I'm in a rental, so everything's really getting put in pots and stuff on my front porch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that is good.
So do I use the compost alone, or do I get pot and soil and use it together when I plant for this spring and summer?
I would say so that you can stretch it, because you're probably not gonna have a whole, you know, once it starts breaking down, it goes pretty quick because, it breaks down. So, I would mix it like 2 parts pot and soil, 1 part compost in the pot.
Okay.
And then, like, say if you get real big pots, you know, like a lot of people get real, real big pots, and you have to fill that whole pot up with all that dirt. Well, you don't really have, if you don't have like a deep-rooted vegetable, you don't have to fill that whole pot up with dirt. In the bottom of the pot, you could put like old phone books and different stuff like that to fill up the space, you know, fill up about the first 3-4 inches of the bottom, and then put your dirt on top of the phone books and stuff like that. And that'll save you on some of your soil, on you know, because that potting soil is pretty expensive.
Yeah. Okay.
We
want to,
we want to make this
away.
Yeah. Please believe it. Save them phone books and, you know, throw a phone book in the bottom of the pot. That way you don't have to use as much of your black gold. But now I will tell you this. If you're doing tomatoes in the pot, you need the whole pot. because that tomato root is very vigorous, and it'll go all the way down to the bottom of the pot. But like if you're doing hot peppers, collard greens, rosemary, different things like that, they roots ain't really going to go super, super deep down to the bottom of that pot. You know what I mean? Right on. So definitely hook up with me on my website and sign up for my newsletter and stuff so I can keep in touch with you because, you know, I really believe in tracking how people growing. And then, you know, if you really get deep into it, I'll have you on my podcast and we can chop it up on my podcast and you can tell the people how you grow. Because during the growing season, I have a segment called You Grow, where people come and share how they vegetable garden going.
Nice. I hit you up on Twitter a while back asking you about herbs and the Gaia herb.
I did that Gaia. I couldn't come up with nothing on that Gaia, man. I'm so sorry. I tried to tell you that I looked it up. And it was like some supplement company or something like that, but I'm not familiar with the Gaia herb. Tell me a little bit about it. Maybe it's got a different name or something.
Well, I might be pronouncing it wrong or something, but I was looking for herbs. You know, basically I was looking for something that will help with, like, my body and stuff. I wanted something for, like, some joint pains in my knees and my back and stuff, and so I looked up herbs for joints. And that was the herb that came up, so I researched a little bit more, and it sounds pretty rare. I've never heard of it outside of, you know, just looking it up for that, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called again?
It's like Gaia, it's G-A-I-A, something like that.
G-A-I-A, yeah. I looked it up, and it kept coming up with a supplement company. I will tell you, if you're looking for something for, like, joint pain, you could do rosemary. It helps with the blood circulation, and usually, you know, when your joints they get inflamed, and the inflammation just means that the blood is kind of pooling up in one area or whatever. So, definitely get you some rosemary, and you know, use it in your food or whatever. But I tell you, an interesting tea is a rosemary tea. And then another benefit of rosemary is that rosemary is a mental herb. It helps with blood circulation, and the more blood that's circulating, the more blood you get into your brain. The more blood you get to your brain, the more oxygen you get to your brain. So the more oxygen you get, the more productive your brain is going to be. So definitely get you some rosemary, bro.
Okay. Yeah, rosemary, and also marshmallow is good for it, as well as burdock. Really good for it, yeah. And some yarrow, I think it's pronounced Y-A-R-R-O-W. It's really good for joints and stiffness and pain and for inflammation. But marshmallow, white willow, mellow sweet, all of those are really going to be really, really good to help with that.
And Ms. Blue, let me tell you something else that I've found out. You say marshmallow, right? Guess what plant is in the marshmallow family?
What's that?
Okra.
For real? Wow.
Yeah. You know that sliminess in the okra? That's called mallosin. And when you take a marshmallow and you pull it apart, that little pulling apart, that's mallosin. And mallosin is in okra. So I'm willing to bet you that the okra would do the same thing as a marshmallow.
Okay.
Yes, then eat some okra. Yes, that's really good. I definitely have to remember that for my holistic remedies to give out. Yes, that's really, really good because that marshmallow really helps with the inflammation big time. You want to definitely have that.
And tell him to go to the Forgotten Foods. That's part of the remix family, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been to the website. I've been there. I definitely need to give me some of those elixirs. Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, yes, the Forgotten Foods. You want to definitely get with them, the brother and sister over there. They have some amazing products, amazing things, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for hooking up with me on Twitter, bruh. And,
no problem.
I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll be growing together.
I hope so, bro.
All right.
All right, peace. Peace. Thanks for calling in. Beautiful. Great call. I want to keep going. We have another caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Crystal calling from San Diego.
Okay. Greetings, Crystal.
Greetings. I actually had two questions.
Okay.
My first question is I have a fairly large backyard. But it's covered in mulch, and so I was wondering, would I still be able to start a garden over that, or do I have to take all that up? And
so, Ms. Blue, can I give her some coach? Can I give her a coaching session?
You sure can. You sure can give the coaching session. You sure can. We can do that.
Okay, so this is what we're finna do for you in San Diego. We're finna give you a I Grow, You Grow coaching session. So this is a coaching session and how it goes. So you would come on to the coaching session, you telling me you in San Diego. So in San Diego, I would identify your zone in San Diego, and I believe your zone would be like zone 7 or 8. So you got a pretty good growing zone. And then the first thing what I would like to do is identify what type of garden that you want to grow. What type of garden are you interested in? Are you interested in maybe just an herb garden? Are you interested in, you know, producing your produce? Are you trying to become self-sustaining? Do you want to get on the road of food independence? Or you just, you know, kind of want to have eggplants and tomatoes to make your favorite dish? Or, you know, just tell me kind of what you want to do as a gardener.
I actually want to have a self-sustaining garden. I want herbs, vegetables, fruit. I want to be able to grow a little bit of everything.
Okay. That's great. And you said that you had a pretty decent backyard. Would you say that your growing area would be akin to a quarter of an acre, or maybe a half of an acre, you know, and an acre ain't really, you looking at an acre, you might be looking at maybe, you know, a quarter acre lot is not big. It's, most houses are on a quarter acre lot. So are you, you know, big backyard? When you say big backyard, what do you mean? Like a swimming pool size or what?
Yes, probably about half an acre.
Half an acre. Okay, so you set. You in San Diego, you got about a half an acre. So the first thing you say, the mulch. Now the mulch that's down there, is the mulch, is it wooden mulch, pine mulch? What type of mulch is it?
It's wooden.
It's wood mulch. Okay.
Wooden mulch.
So what I would say to you about the wooden mulch is I would say you definitely gonna have to get rid of that wooden mulch. Rake it up, you know, rake it up and use it in the front of the house, or use it on your trees, or use it on something else. Because the reason why I'm saying that to you with the wooden mulch is because what the wooden mulch is doing, the wooden mulch is a brown, it's considered a brown material, which is a carbon-based material. And for that mulch to break down, because it's naturally going to try to break itself down. So what it's going to do is it's going to take the nitrogen that's around it and pull the nitrogen into it so that it can have a nitrogen-carbon mix and start to break down. So basically what that wooden mulch is doing is it's robbing your soil of the nitrogen. So if you want to grow vegetables in there, you definitely got to pull that wooden mulch out of there because it's robbing your soil of nitrogen. And the building blocks for growing vegetables are the NPK, which is nitrogen, potassium, and phosphorus, or nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And so you really, to identify what we're dealing with now, you want a self-sustaining garden on a half an acre, and right now you got a lot of wooden mulch that you need to get rid of. So just pull the wooden mulch up, rake it up. Should be easy to rake up. Put it in the front or the landscape or something like that. And now, for a self-sustaining garden, this is what I suggest for you. Being in San Diego, do you like avocados?
Is she still with us? I think, let's see.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can now.
Yes, I do. You do like avocados. So I would say for half an acre like that, a self-sustaining situation, you want to do a lot of perennials or a lot of vegetables that's going to come back year after year by themselves without a whole lot of maintenance. So you want to try to do you some avocados in San Diego. You want to do you some avocados. And when you do the avocado, it's going to take, if you do the avocado from an avocado seed, it's going to take you maybe, 3 to 4 years before you even really start thinking about getting an avocado. But I've heard stories of people, avocado trees, 20 and 30 feet tall with avocados that they just, they boil and there's so many avocados they don't know what to do with. So you want to create a situation like that. So you probably could go to a nursery and buy like an avocado tree that's already like a year old or something, but it might be expensive. Or you can start an avocado seed. If you wanted to start an avocado seed, then I would suggest you go buy, a couple organic avocados, open them up, take the seed out. Now, to start an avocado seed, what you got to do is you got to poke toothpicks. You probably seen this. You can do it on you can do a Google search on it or something, but you poke toothpicks three positions of the avocado, and you put it over a glass of water, and you keep the water just barely touching the seed. And the seed is going to shoot a root down in the water, and then it's going to shoot a little thing up at the top. And then once it shoots that tap root down in that water, you can take it and put it in a container, or you can put it outside and plant it, and then just nurture that over year, and then you have avocados. But when you plant your avocado tree, make sure you plant it on the north side of your property. Or on the north side, because if you plant it on the south side, it's going to create a lot of shade and block out some of the shade for your vegetables. So avocados, do you like figs?
Yes.
Definitely want to do you like figs and things of that nature. But what I'm saying to you basically is that you want to do a whole lot of perennials. And perennials are vegetables that come back every year. So we identified that you want a self-sustaining garden and all this. Now, your soil. Tell me a little bit about the soil. Have you dug into your soil? Do you know anything kind of, is your soil dark, black, or is it hard, or is it, what kind of soil are you dealing with?
The soil is a dark brown. It's kind of hard. And that actually leads me to the second question I had. There's, when I go out and I pull up my weeds from my backyard, I notice that the weeds have, they kind of have this ashy look. And I don't know if maybe there's something in the soil that's infecting the plants. And if so, if I plant vegetables or fruits, is that also going to affect my crop?
So you say ashy, like white powder, or what do you mean?
Yes, it's just like a whitish.
Okay. So tell me this: is your backyard like really shady and damp? Is it like real damp back there, or do you get a lot of sun?
There's no trees. It's actually very open.
you know, that could be some kind of lime or something in your soil. How old is the property? I mean, I know it's been around for a long time, but like, is this a new subdivision or is this a older type?
It's an older property. It was actually built before 1970. So
okay. Well, in the 70s, you know, you could have some lead runoff or something like that, but that wouldn't lead to like being ashy. So, really, what you need to do with the soil, and this is what I recommend that you do with the soil, where you put them weeds up, you get you a coffee cup, right?
Mhm.
And you take maybe a spoon, just take a spoon and get a spoonful of that dirt and kind of break it up a little bit, and put a spoonful of the dirt in the coffee cup, and then take some vinegar. Any kind of vinegar, you know, apple cider vinegar, whatever vinegar you got, and take a spoonful of vinegar and pour it in that tea cup with the soil that you just put in there, and put your ear down to the cup. And if you hear a whole lot of fizz, if you hear like a lot of fizz and popping, that means you have a high alkaline soil. If you hear no fizz or no popping at all, that means you have very acid soil. But if you just hear like a little pop, pop, pop here and there, that means your soil is pretty much balanced. Your soil is pretty balanced. So after you do that kind of soil test, you can tell if your soil is high acid or high alkaline or whatever. But the number one cure for any type of soil is to add as much compost as you can. So what I would recommend for you is if you feel like the soil might have some issues or whatever, do some research on whatever county you in or whatever area you live in, and you usually have like a municipal site where they have like water and gardening and different things like that, and they offer free compost where you can just pull up your truck or get a truck or rent a truck or whatever, and you can load up as much free compost as you want and take that compost and dump it, you know, shovel it or wheelbarrow it back into your backyard and just cover your existing soil, and you creating your own soil. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you, like 70 years old, you never know what's been going on back there. You know what I mean? But work in as much compost as you can. You know, when you rake your leaves up, make sure you shred your leaves up and work those into the soil. So you're gonna have to kind of build your soil up until you figure out what your soil is. But what I would suggest for you in the right now, in the here and now, in San Diego, I would say, you know, get you some spinach seeds, get you some collard green seeds, get you some cabbage seeds, you know, little stuff like that that ain't gonna cost you a whole lot of money. And just put those out there right now and run a little test and see how the collard greens and the Chinese cabbage and the spinach, how it grows in the area that you want to grow in right now, and see how it grows just without doing nothing to it. Just, you know, just break it up and sow the seeds out there and see how they do, and, you know, do a test area. And then see how that turns out, because those are cool weather vegetables. And then if those come up sprouting and they don't have that ashy look to it, then you know you're okay. But if they come up and they don't come up, or you have problems with that, then you're going to have to bring in that compost and treat your soil with the compost.
Okay.
Yep. So we identified that we dealt with your soil, and then the answer to any bad soil is to put the compost in. Now, the type of plants that you wanna you want to use like a, you could use a no-dig method. I don't know if you really, with you having your own backyard and being 70 years old, I mean, you know, in the 70s, you probably could use the soil that's there, or you could use the no-dig method. I don't know if you was in earlier on the show where I talked about the no-dig method. Do you, are you familiar with that, or you need me to kind of run that through again?
No, I heard you go over it.
Okay, okay. So
did you?
Use,
okay.
Yeah, you can use the no-dig method, and that'll really eliminate any problems that you had with your soil as well. So I'm pretty sure I have to ask this question because it's part of the coaching. Do you want to be organic?
Yes.
You definitely want to be organic. Okay, so I have to. Yeah, I have to ask that question. So now you got to consider what type of how you gonna feed your plant. So the different ways to feed your plants. You know, I got the grow ring for you, but you definitely want to incorporate your Epsom salt, your compost. You want to do your foliage feeding, like say when you get your when you get your collard greens up, and when you get your bok choys and different things like that, use some of it to juice it and save the liquid and mix it in with your water and water that into your crop. And that's like an organic fertilizer as well. And then you take the compost and you make the compost tea. So that'll keep you organic. And then as far as your watering, now, When you're dealing with a half an acre like that, you're going to really have to consider how you're going to water this garden. Currently, do you grow anything right now?
No.
Okay. So this is the thing you got to consider. When you start your garden, you got to figure out a way to maybe collect some rainwater. So you, mm-hmm. you want to do some research on maybe getting a rain barrel. You could buy a rain barrel, or you can do some research on manufacturing a rain barrel. So you could go buy like food grade barrels and hook them up to your gutter system and catch the rainwater, because you don't want to totally use your own municipal water to water a very large garden like that, because you know the water bill will get kind of high. So
right.
you want to figure out a way to catch some rainwater. So say you had to make a $70 investment or a $100 investment on that rainwater, it's going to yield returns on that. So you definitely want to figure out before you get into, you know, deep into it, about getting you, you know, some collecting some rainwater. So get you a rain barrel, or you know, a homemade rain barrel. I got like a YouTube video where I show you how I got my rain barrel set up. I just bought like a 40-gallon rain barrel, but I siphoned it off into some other jugs so that I could catch an additional like 20 or 30 gallons of water. So I catch about 60 gallons of water every time it rains. So I catch about 60 gallons of rainwater, and I got my garden down to where I'm mulching it and everything, and I'm foliage feeding. So I only have to water my garden once a week. So if it rains once a week, I don't have to turn my faucet on at all. I use God's water to water my garden,
which is a lot better
than the municipal water. Mm-hmm. But I will say this: if you do have to use municipal water, which you know, it's times when it don't rain, you got to use the municipal water. Just take you a cap full of vinegar, just like a little splash of vinegar, and put it in the municipal water, and that'll break up some of the, you know, fluoride and septicide and boride and whatever ride they got in the water. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. So the next step in the coaching, so you got your, we have identified your garden. We checked on the soil, and we're giving you good soil. So we got you some options for good soil. You're going to do you some research on how to, perennial plants. You're going to do some research on perennial plants. Then you want to be organic, so we give you options for organic fertilizer, Epsom salt, coffee grinds, chicken manure, eggshells, compost, green manure, where you taking your collard green scraps, your cabbage scraps, your kale scraps, and you juicing those, and you mixing those with your water so that you can have like a green manure. We looked at your water conservation, or how you going to deal with your watering situation. And I also mulch. So you say you had a lot of wooden mulch down right now, but when you get ready to plant your garden where that mulch was, when you bring in new mulch, you want to use pine straw as mulch, or you want to use pine straw, or you want to use hay straw, or you want to use shredded up leaves for your mulch. Those three are good mulches that you want to use.
Okay.
So pine straw, hay straw, or what was the last one I said? Pine straw, hay straw, and
shredded leaves.
Shredded leaves, yep, there you go. And then the next thing you want to do when you get this garden, you want to consider the plant that you have like a unity with. So like I was saying earlier to the other caller, don't just go plant willy-nilly plants that you don't have you don't eat the plant, you don't know much about the plant, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you plant plants that talk to you. I mean, while they're eating seeds, they'll tell you, like if you look at a seed pack and you see a purple basil or something, that seed pack is going to say, wow, you can grow this purple basil. You know what I'm saying? So the seed pack or the plant is going to kind of tell you that, you know, me and you, we need to be together. So, you know, really kind of focus in on the esoteric understanding of what you planting and why you planting it. And then make sure that you always out there promoting growth in your garden. When you go out in your garden, you know, you get your plant stuff going, you want to promote growth. You want to pick out the weeds. You want to check for bugs. You want to, you know, you just want to create an environment where the growth will happen. And then, like I said, with the perennials, you want to make sure that you're doing vegetables that's going to return, that's going to come back to you every year. So you want to do, like, rosemary is a perennial, sage is a perennial, fruit trees, grapes, all them types of things. You want to incorporate perennials into your garden. You want to make sure that you observe your garden. Like I say, it's an experiment that you know, in 1 year, you're not going to get everything right. So you got to year after year after year, learn your garden, learn what spots of your yard get a lot of sun, what spots of your yard get shade, so forth and so on. So that's kind of like what I would take you through to coach you along, but I'm sure you got some more questions. So give me like some of your fears of growing your own vegetables, or some of your ambitions of growing your own vegetables.
I've always wanted to do create my own garden. I have a real passion just for agriculture in general. I want to actually get to the point where I can own a farm one day, and, you know, where I can do this full time, where I can, you know, teach others how to do this. So me starting with this garden for myself personally is actually going to be a stepping stone for me to be moving in the direction that I want to go. So I'm very excited about it. I feel like I have a natural gift to do this. I've never done it before.
So there's no way for me to actually prove that, but I just feel like, you know, once I get this started, everything is just going to come very natural for me. One of my fears, though, is there's a canyon behind my house. Like, my backyard stops at a fence, and behind the fence, there's a canyon. And sometimes skunks will climb over the fence and get into my yard. And, you know, sometimes other critters. How would I prevent them from attacking the garden? Like, I watched one of your YouTube videos, and I seen that you had, like, a soap tied to one of the plants. Are there things that I can do to prevent, like, raccoons and skunks from getting in? And
Yes, definitely. So you said a lot, and it was very interesting to me, so I want to kind of take you through that, and then I'm going to answer your question. So eventually you want to turn that half acre into a farm, which is very, very feasible, a very feasible plan. And by you being in San Diego, you can grow some very attractive vegetables, and you have a very long growing season, so it could be very profitable for you. And I also, like one of the things Ms. Blue was saying at the beginning, was that I was offering diabetes coaching, where I coach you on how to grow your garden or whatever. But like you said, you have an affinity for it. You know that you have a natural talent that's within you, and that you want to turn it into a profit. Well, I offer garden or diabetes coaching, where I can turn your green thumb into financial prosperity, where you can, you know, I can take you in three sessions. I can take you from where you are now to a self-sustaining garden business, where you'll be up and running like my diabetes. You'll be running like my diabetes. You had the instructional media. I got the products for you. You can veggie back off of my products, or you can create your own products. I mean, the sky is the limit. So I do offer that for you as well. But you know, you can visit that in the privacy of your own mind, if that's a step that you want to take. But that is available for you. That is available for you. And then
I want to say this, Mr. Anderson, while you're there, because it may be others that are listening too. And I think it's really, really great, particularly this caller to call in. I can hear your passion for this, so I'm excited to see what you get started when it comes to growing your own garden and really just turning this into something very big, which oftentimes, you know, sometimes we think we have to have things full grown before we do it. But if there's someone out there, maybe you already have your garden, maybe you sort of have started, maybe you started on the patio, but you know that this is something that you want to do, and you want to be able to share this opportunity with others as you continue to learn and you continue to grow. One of the things that I thought was so fascinating that Mr. Anderson has on his website, igrowyougrow.biz, is he has the biz coaching. Now, like you were saying, the biz coaching is an opportunity for you to take this and begin to prosper from it. While you're still learning, you'll have the support that you need from Mr. Anderson to give you all of those foundational things to really help keep you balanced and grounded. You'll have a great place to connect with other like minds who's doing the same thing while you're still sharing this with others and growing your own business. So I want to invite you guys, because I know a lot of you out there, you say that this is something you do year-round, and so you were so happy when Mr. Anderson started to come on the forum and start to share, that you go over to igrowyougrow.biz and you look for the .biz coaching, because in this one packet, you're going to get three full sessions that it's going to give you everything that you need to go from just doing this maybe as your own personal growth, but to share it with the community and share it with others and turn it into a business opportunity for yourself. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there because I know it's a lot of others, brothers and sisters around the world that want to do this. And it can be done anywhere. So you don't have to live in Atlanta to do this. This is something that Mr. Anderson, through his videos, through his newsletters, and through all of the modalities that he uses to communicate, will be able to show you, walk you through, even from taking a look at wherever you are in the world, looking at the land that you're planning on really growing and sort of nurturing. He'll be able to do that just with our modern technology and show you great places of where to put what to give it the best opportunity to take its life and just to continue you as you grow your garden and continue the I Grow, You Grow mission. So I just want to put that out to you guys. We're still open for calls too. So 646-652-2711. Press 1. When you get on the line with Mr. Anderson, he's doing some coaching right now, so you can get a firsthand opportunity to look at what a live coaching session entails. So there you go, Mr. Anderson.
That was great, Ms. Blue. That was great. You're very good at what you do. But I also wanted to answer your question about the coyotes and the skunks and different things like that. So I'm gonna go straight to the number one thing that you can do to keep them away from your property, and then I'll give you some other options that you might want to do. But predator urine is what you wanna use on the back fence back there. So like say if you got the fence line and they come up over your fence, you can take predator urine and you can put the predator urine out there. But the only thing about that is when it rains, you got to re-up on the predator urine. But I give you a supply of predator urine that's free that you don't have to go buy, because they sell predator urine at the hardware store, stuff like that. But the number one predator to an animal is a human. So I'm saying all that to say this, is that every morning you produce some predator urine.
Mm.
So take your urine and put it in like a squeeze bottle or something like that, and go on the back edge where you're getting them varmints coming through, and just by every other day or after it rain and dry up, you squirt that urine and make a perimeter right there, and they won't come past that, because when they smell that urine, they gonna know, okay, this is a predator that I don't want to deal with, and they gonna back up off of you. That's the number one thing. Also, you can use blood meal as a option, where you take a cup and you dig a hole, put the blood meal in the cup. Put the cup down in the hole, and when they smell the blood meal, they'll get away from that, because the blood meal is like the dead cows and different things like that to make a blood meal. You also, the soap, you've seen the soap. The soap actually works, but you gotta get the soap and put the soap out, and when it rains, the soap is going to kind of decrease its scent over time. But the soap, the predator urine, and the blood meal is three options right there that you can do. And also, if you get real sophisticated when you get your business going and you got a cash crop and you don't want nothing fooling with the cash crop, you can use motion detector sprinkler system. So, like, you had a sprinkler system set up to where when the motion go through, the sprinkler come on. So, like, when the varmint come through, the sprinkler come on and it'll hit him with the water and he'll back up off of you like that. And then you can put the electric fence in. But this is after you get your avocados up and growing and you're selling organic avocados for $2.99 and you're making all this money. And you're doing all these things because you got the iGrowTipo.biz coaching, and now you you big time.
Yes. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Wow. You definitely, you know, thank you for calling in. And we'd love to hear, you know, how everything goes for you. I know you'll be in touch with Mr. Anderson, definitely, and the Remix family. So let us know how it goes, especially when you get started and you start to plant some of those first things. Take some pictures and, you know, send them over. We'd love to support you on that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate your call.
I appreciate you too.
All right. Very well.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 843. You're live, Mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Miss Anderson. This is Nancy Lockhart. How are you all?
Hi, Nancy Lockhart, the legal analyst.
Yes, ma'am.
The best legal analyst.
There she go. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing well. I finally got over the big bull that ate all my greens.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. I'm glad you did. So did you take him and cut him up and sell him for steak?
Well, that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't.
Okay.
I wanted to. He belongs to an old man, and, you know, I went and told him about it, and he didn't seem too concerned that he ate my greens. And I said, well, I guess he might have tasted pretty good with the greens if I could have cooked them.
Exactly.
I haven't seen it again.
Oh, okay. Good deal. So how you been doing, Nancy?
I've been doing good. I've been, let's see, I planted some beets, and
I know
it probably will frost again, but I decided that if they come up, I'll cover them up from the frost. I planted, let's see, beets and some greens. Some of the greens that the bull left, I reset them out. He literally walked up on the steps and ate the collards that I had in the flower pot.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He was hungry.
You got some good collard greens. But, yeah, so definitely with the, you know, like a lot of people are going to be dealing with this Indian summer or whatever they call it, where we're getting like, because right now we're getting like 70, it was 78 degrees here in Georgia a couple
yeah,
days.
Yeah,
so, but it's going to be 30, yeah, it's going to be like 34 degrees or whatever. So let me give you some options for when you about to deal with a frost or something like that. Because if you got your plants out, like the beets, if the beets aren't too young, they'll be able to, you know, they'll be able to take some frost. Because if you do get a frost, it's not going to be, like, super, super cold that next evening or that next afternoon. It should get back up to a reasonable temperature. But if you're dealing with that, get you some mulch, like some pine straw, some hay straw, or some shredded leaves, and mulch your plants really, really heavy. And they'll survive the frost. Also, you could take newspaper and just lay the newspaper right on top of the plant. The newspaper is not too heavy. It won't suffocate the plant, but it'll keep the temperature above freezing so that you won't have a problem with your seedlings getting hit by that frost. Or in some of my videos, you've seen where you take a water jug or a bucket or something like that and cut the bottom off of it and flip it over and set it on top of the plant, and then that'll protect it. Because all you want to do is keep it from, you know, getting that frost on it and ruining it. And then you could always throw your plastic liner on top of it or a trash bag or something on top of it. So, yeah, I'm definitely glad you said that, because I do think we might get one or two more frosts before it's all said and done, but I think the winner has dealt his last blow.
I do too. Yeah,
I believe so too, yeah.
Definitely.
And we fought mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes and gnats are already attacking, so I heard you earlier, you know, when you said that we had a mild winter, they're already out.
They really are. Mm-hmm.
They are already out. So, Nancy, what are you going to be planning this year that's interesting? Because you plan a lot of stuff, so I'm sure you got something that you want to try to do new or different this year. What you gonna do new or different this year?
One thing that I'm going to do different is gourds. I have a friend who wants to make earrings out of the gourds.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered this African gourd. It's real, real, real big and round. And then I ordered the swan gourd. It's, you know, real long, like a swan.
Mm-hmm.
So those are going to be different. Now, I tried last year, but this year I'm going to put them on the fence so that they can just, you know, crawl up and hang off of the fence.
Right. So that's very interesting, though, Nancy and Miss Blue, this is another avenue of self-sustainability. If you grow gourds and you let the gourds dry out, you can actually do more to make earrings. You can make your own eating utensils. You can make bowls and plates and all kinds of stuff out of those gourds.
Now, I wasn't going to tell you we did that as kids.
Yeah, we did it as kids. But we need to do it. We need to do it now as grown-ups.
Yeah,
that sounds. I really like that. I really like that idea. Explain to our listeners who may be listening that may not have an idea of what you're talking about.
Okay. So, Nancy. You do it, and then I'll follow it behind you.
Gourds are from the squash family, and they are what our ancestors used. Well, my ancestors used, you know, like Miss Anderson was saying, for plates and cups and everything. They grow. Oh, I don't know. Some of them are round, smaller, round.
Let me help you out. So with the gourd, it's in the squash family, but the difference between the squash that we eat and the gourd is inedible because the inside of the gourd is like a mushy thing. You can almost take the inside of a gourd, and they took the insides of the gourd once they let it dry out, and they used it to make, like, paper and flint to make fires and different things like that. So what you do with a gourd is when you grow a gourd, you grow it just like you would grow a squash plant. But instead of picking the squash, you let the gourd get as big as it's going to get, and then you let the plant dry out, completely dry out. And once it dries out and gets dry, you know, like the Morocco where you shake it. It'd be the seeds inside of there. Because all of the flesh and stuff done dried out. So the seeds be inside of there shaking. And then what you normally do is you either drill it or you take a knife or something, you put a hole in it. Like if you're using it for a jug, you put the hole at the top, then you put the seeds out of there, and then you can put your liquid inside of there and you use it as a jug. Or you take a saw and you cut it in half and you turn it half, and then you got two bowls. Or, you know, just the sky's the limit. They come in all shapes. You got oblong, you got circular, you know, different shapes like that. So this is, like she said, her ancestors are our ancestors, which, you know, was indigenous to this land, used that as our eating utensils. But You know, nowadays, mm-hmm. if you went to some fancy restaurants, I done been to restaurants, exotic restaurants, where they actually serve you the food in the gourd like that. And, you know,
yes,
it's a high-scale restaurant. You definitely added some content to the program, Nancy.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good. And I forgot one important thing. I also have, I don't know what, it's like regular.
Are we still here?
Thing.
Can you guys still hear me?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can't now. I can hear you. Can you guys hear
okay.
me? Yes, we're here.
I also have like the regular gourd, you know, the smaller one. And this year I'm going to put those up for the Purple Martins. Because the purple martins eat the mosquitoes, and, you know, they, what do you call it, migrate. They come from, I think, Canada or somewhere, and they eat it. They live in gourds. They don't live in regular bird houses, and you have to put them way, way, way up in the air.
Okay. So you're going to try to deal with them, with those mosquitoes. So, Nancy.
Yes.
I'm glad you called in. I want to give you a free grow ring.
Yes.
Oh,
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay.
So make sure you.
I won't be lazy this year. I'll take pictures. Every time I thought about it, I'm outside, and I was like, I don't feel like going back for the camera. Now and I'll have to. Thanks.
Take it on your phone. You got a camera phone. I know you do.
I don't carry anything. All I have is my tools and, you know, I don't, nothing.
Okay.
You're going to change that up
this year, but definitely email me your address. So I can ship you this magic grow ring. You got to get this magic grow ring.
Oh,
okay,
yes. I'm excited
okay.
about it. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
And also, Nancy, thank you for the comments on my YouTube page. You always comment on my videos. I really appreciate your comments. It helps me. It lets me know that, you know, people really do care about, you know, me trying to help people and me trying to motivate people. So, you know, I always love to see your comments.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You're welcome.
Keep the comments coming.
I will.
Yeah.
All right.
I will. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for calling in, Nancy. Just a great share that we have every time you come on, Mr. Anderson. I want to ask you this question. We have about 17 minutes left to go in the forum, but I want to ask you this question here. I have some crepe myrtle trees, and I love them. I love my crepe myrtles. What are some of the things that I need to do as they get ready to come out of their dormant state and come back alive? What are some of the things that I can begin to do?
Okay, with the crepe myrtles. Now, I started gardening in Texas, and crepe myrtle is the official tree of Texas. So I know about the crepe myrtle. I love the crepe myrtle, too. So I want to ask you, do you have a purple or do you have a white?
I have the purple and I have the white. I have like an indigo color, which is very rare.
Okay.
And I have the white one.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. So what you need to do with your crepe myrtle, some people say you could cut them, you know, like when you got the main branches, and then you got the little small ones. You could cut all those little small ones off, and then what that's gonna do is make the, you know, how the crepe myrtle had that smooth. It don't really have a bark. It's just got that smoothness on it. But if you cut the tops off, like right now, you need to go out there. Or pay your lawn guy or somebody to cut them, to prune them. And you need to, like, cut them way back to the main branch. And that's going to encourage it to have a smoother, thicker stalk. But if you really like the bloom and the flower, then don't cut them back. Just let them stay like they are. Let them stay like they are and don't cut them back. If you like a lot of flower and a lot of foliage and different things like that, which I do believe you like, so you may not want to cut yours back. But I will tell you this. Go out and get you a bag of compost, like some good compost, high-quality compost. And take the compost right now. Take the bag of compost, cut it open, and spread the compost all around the crepe myrtle, around the base of the crepe myrtle. And once you spread it all the way around the base of the crepe myrtle, then get you like a spade or something like that, and just kind of don't jab into the ground too deep because you don't want to hit the root.
Right.
You just kind of want to aerate. You want to aerate. You want to aerate around it. You know, like break up the hard ground kind of around it and let that compost kind of work itself in and around there. And once you put that compost down there and aerate that soil like that, and then, you know, let that water itself in, that crepe myrtle, it's going to do its thing. Because, you know, it love that hot, dry weather in Texas.
Right.
But if you give it if you give it that compost and that love and you give it that air and everything right now, before it get real hot, it's just going to be that much more prosperous when it start getting hot. So I say get you a couple bags of compost and spread the compost around the base of the crepe myrtle and break the soil up kind of around it or aerate the soil. And if you go in like the hardware stores or something, say, tell them, matter of fact, don't even tell them you want an aeration tool. You can make your own aeration tool. This is what you do. You get a board and drive some nails through the board, like some big nails through the board.
Right.
Take the board with the nails through it and just hit the nails down into the dirt. And when the nails go down into the dirt, they're going to be making little holes. They're going to be making little holes in there. And them the little holes that you want to aerate the soil, because you want to aerate the soil around there once you put that compost in.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I'm definitely going to do that, and I do love the flowers. So maybe I'll just kind of maybe nip the tops just a little bit.
Yeah,
what about some of the, just a little bit, what about some of the buds that didn't open? You know how some of the flowers come, but they don't open.
Right.
Do you take those off, or do you just typically leave them? How does that work?
You talking about like when it started growing, or now that it's dried out?
Now that it's dried out.
No, you can leave them on there or you can nip them off. They'll eventually fall off or they'll create another bud on their own. But you could definitely nip those off. You can nip those off, those buds that didn't really open. Because I got a crepe myrtle in my front yard right now, and I've been contemplating on do I want to cut it back or not. And I think I'm going to leave it. I'm not going to cut it back this year because...
Mine's is still a baby. It's only a couple of years old. So I'm going to take some of the little leaves off as it grows up. And one of them is a dwarf, you know, it's like the miniature one. And then I have the bush one. It's just so beautiful in the summertime, though. I love the blooms. I love the crepe myrtles and the...
So do you have is the bottom of it real small? I mean, do it have like three or four branches at the bottom, or is it one branch at the bottom?
Well, I have a different kind. One that has three that sort of kind of wraps around it, almost looks like a braid, which is beautiful.
Yeah,
and then
like
one is really... Yeah, almost looks like pythons kind of intertwirling. And then the other one is really smooth. And then the other one is like a miniature bush. That's the indigo one that way. And the other two are white. They're just beautiful white ones. And they have the big blossoms that just come out. And the first, time I put it in the ground when I got it and I had them put it in, a couple of months after they put it in, it bloomed. So that was a good indication that things were flowing right with it. But so I'm going to take your advice on that. It's always great to have you come and share. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the forum. And as always, Mr. Anderson, I want to thank you. I know you're going to be coming back real soon because we're going to do another part to this. And just keep talking about all of those things as it relates to green magic and igrowyougrow.biz. I want to encourage all of you to go over to Mr. Anderson's website, www.igrowyougrow.biz. Sign up for the newsletter. He's on Facebook, on Twitter, just like myself. And I want you guys to just participate in that. Show us what's going on. It's so many things we can be growing right now. And definitely you must get your hands on the Magic Grow Ring because it works with the phases of the moon. This is the perfect time to order it now to start getting your stuff together that you need. So when the moon is in its new state, you can begin to put that down and just watch it as it magically nurtures and just gives your plants and everything in your garden what it needs. So contact Mr. Anderson. Let him know you heard about it right here on The Remix. He's the official gardener for The Remix family. I know many of you have already hit me up and said, you're going to do this. Download. Go back and get all the shows that Mr. Anderson has done here. And don't forget, if you're in the Atlanta area or you can get to the Atlanta area in the morning, Mr. Anderson is doing a workshop. And I can't tell you, having hands-on with this is amazing. You want to go to the workshop. I would love to hear. Some of you said you're going to be checking that out. So we look forward to hearing about all of you guys who will be checking this out and going over to the workshop in the morning, Mr. Anderson, and I know you're going to be doing that. Let us know how that goes, too, and how the workshop goes. And, you know, just want to hear all the amazing things that you're doing over there at I Grow, You Grow. And don't forget, those of you who have that green thumb that says you want to turn this into a business, this is really a great time for you to do this. A great time for you to do this because you can go over to igrowyougrow.biz and the .biz coaching tells you exactly how to take your green thumb and turn it into prosperity for yourself. And Mr. Anderson can do that for you in just a very short time. You can still continue to learn, have his support as well as the community support and work together as you continue to grow and learn about your green magic. So amazing share here tonight, as always. It's always great to have you in the house. We learned so much that we can do. So I want to give you the last couple of minutes to leave us sort of with something until you come back again, which will be very, very soon.
Okay. So I just want to thank Ms. Blue for all of the great advice and all of the great encouragement and positive energy that she sends not only to me but to everybody. And I just love being in the circle of the Remix family. I really encourage everybody to, you know, take a shot at growing your own vegetables. Just, you know, if you, you know, just take advantage of all the free resources and just, you know, get involved in producing your own produce. You won't understand how beneficial it will be to you until you actually try it. And if you tried it and it didn't work out for you the first time, don't give up. You know, check out the podcast, check out the YouTube. It's all types of stuff that'll get you growing because I've made hundreds and hundreds of mistakes. Like I said before, I've made a lot of mistakes, so you don't have to make those same mistakes. So I just want you guys to grow as I grow. I mean, I've grown a lot with Ms. Blue. I think she's going on like our second year, and we're definitely going to be more diligent. I'm going to be checking in on more shows, and, you know, we don't have to have a dedicated show for Mr. Anderson. I'll just check in and give you guys 10-minute updates or things like that, you know. So I'm definitely here for the long haul, and I appreciate all your support. and all your listeners and all of the good things, and let's just continue to make magic, even green magic.
That's it. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you again, Mr. Anderson, for coming by. And, yes, the official gardener for the remix, and rightfully so. No one knows green magic like Mr. Anderson. So igrowyougrow.biz, everybody. Definitely you want to check it out. And we want to see some pictures. So show us some pictures of how you're getting started, what you're doing. Send those pictures over to Mr. Anderson as well so we can all see the pictures and just do this collectively all over the world. I know you guys want to get involved. Everybody's saying that they're going to do it. Get your magic grow ring. You can use it anywhere in the world, anywhere in the planet. You can use it. It's going to work for you. So, yeah, we would love to hear how that's coming out. We're going to get ready to get out of here. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it on Facebook. Leave a comment. I'd love to hear what you think about it. Don't forget, we'll be doing the remix again on Sunday night. So come back Sunday night. We'll have more to share. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook as well. We're going to go ahead and close out. Mr. Anderson has a big day tomorrow. If you guys are going to the workshop in Atlanta, go over to igrowyougrow.biz. You can get all the details, find out about it, get you some rest, get up in the morning, and so you can begin to get into your green magic. So peace and love. We're going to go ahead and close out tonight. Mr. Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, fare ye well, as you say.
Fare ye well. Yes, ma'am. Fare ye well. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Peace and blessings. Have a wonderful night. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love, you guys. Sunday night, we'll be back here to do it in the remix style. See you guys then.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's a remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix. That's right. We're going to go ahead and get out of here, you guys. You heard it here live with Mr. Anderson right here in the remix. And as you know, get your Know Your Magic audio workbook. Mr. Anderson has it. It's been very instrumental to him, like many of you guys, too. Just go over to www.msblueblast.com and find out all the details. Hit Mr. Anderson up, www.igrowthegrowbiz, and sign up for the newsletter. It is a wealth of information. So fare you well, you guys. We're going to close out early, so I can see you guys back here Sunday night. We'll do it remix style. Peace and love. Peace. We're going to get out of here. Peace, everybody.